Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God is so excited about you, already in progress.
Let's go back to the Old Covenant, to Exodus 23, 23, 25, And you shall serve the Lord your God, serve Him. Do you ever stop to think what it really means to serve God? You notice when all these different people came up a while ago and gave their testimony, especially the little high school girl, I want her to know that to stay in divine health, you have got to praise God. Do y'all know that? He loves to be praised. Y'all know that? And not just once a week. You know, it's just like some guy the other day, I was in my office and some guy walked in and his wife was with him and he said something. And I said, well, when's the last time you told that girl she's the most beautiful thing in your life? And she immediately said, not often enough. When you don't have to hold up your hand, but how many of you guys have told your wife she how beautiful she is as you love her? Have you done that lately? You don't have to hold up your hand. Praise God. I try to tell mine that every day. I know she loves it. She loves to be told she's beautiful and you know, that she's a great girl. If she likes that every day, what do you think Jesus wants you to do for Him? He wants you to tell Him too. But look what He says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless. Now, He's going to do this, you notice? You don't, in fact, just to make sure it's covered, when Cheryl and I go out to eat, if you've ever sat down with me and her at a table, when we bring the water up at a restaurant or anywhere, before we drink water, we bless it. Then when we get a refill or a glass of tea or a glass of juice or whatever, we bless it. Then when they bring the main course, we bless it. And I mean, we bless it out loud where everybody can hear. Some of these people think, wow, do you bless everything? Oh, yes. Why? The Lord told me to do this. But anyway, He said, if I'll serve Him, He shall bless your bread and your water. And look what the benefit is here. And I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. What'd that say? What did God say there? Did He say that if you serve me, I'll bless your food and your water, and I will take sickness away from you?
Yes.
Do you like that?
Yes.
So don't you think we ought to bless Him?
Yes.
It pays good dividends to bless Him, right?
Yes.
But you know, most people, you know, most people today, I remember when I was working as an engineer for a corporation here at DFW Airport, and I put 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 8, on my window in my office. Of course, I put the verses, so 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 1 Corinthians 13, so people would know where they were. So my HR people came by one day and saw it, and they said, Thurman, you can't have that on your window. I said, why? He said, because you reference verses. So everybody knows it comes from the Bible. I said, okay, no problem. So I took the sign down. I went over and printed it off again from the NLT with no verses, left off all the numbers and everything, just put what love is. And I put that on there, and everybody come by and said, man, that's great. That's really great. Why do you think it's so great? Because God made it. You know, the thing about it is we don't realize we got many ways to come against the enemy that we're fighting. But if you want to live, how many of you would like to live the rest of your life with no sickness? Me too. That's all of us. Well, I'm showing you how to do it. Right here, this scripture, if you will bless the Lord, and if you shall serve the Lord, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now then, let me just ask some questions right quick. I just asked the question, how many would like to live without any sickness and disease? And everybody held up their hand, including me. What do you see that you're going to have to do to make this work? You're going to have to worship Him. You're going to have to praise Him. Is that right? Does that mean all the time?
Yes.
When you're around your friends that don't really believe in Jesus, that doesn't mean you don't say anything when they're around. You talk to them, you talk to everybody about Jesus, right, George? George is getting bolder than a lion. I mean, I just stand in awe of what this man has he, Becky?
Yes.
He's become a great man of God, hasn't he?
Yes.
Getting bold as a lion. He talks to people, prays with people, even casts demons out of people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know what happens when a man, the scripture even says, a man that knows who his God really is, he will do great things. Once you figure out who He really is and that you're His son, and He's given you this power and authority to do things with His word on this earth, it changes the way you do things, doesn't it, George?
Yes.
It did mine. That's absolutely. But I read this. There's no telling how many times I read this. But I read this. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water. And if I do that, I do just what I just read. I bless Him. So somebody, in fact, Kathy the other day, one of the girls that works with us here, I call her one of my daughters, I walked across the media room, there where they print everything, and she was over there doing the mail outs. And I got nearly across the room, nearly, and I said, well, praise the Lord. Kathy said, Pastor, I was watching you, and I thought for a minute you were going to get all the way across this room without saying praise the Lord. She said, you always, when you come in here, you say, praise the Lord. Why do you think I do that? The consequences for doing it is great. The benefits, are they not? If I praise Him and worship Him and thank Him, and I bless His holy name, how much sickness did He say He'd take away from me? I don't like sickness. Do you, George?
Not a bit.
Not a bit. And I don't want to have no more of it. So if according to this scripture, if you see this in this like I do, this clearly says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. I like that. Don't you? I really do like that. Now then, let's go to, let's see, the next one I want to go to. It's what?
Deuteronomy
7:15. That's it. And look at this one. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. You know, do you believe these scriptures really mean what they say? Okay, so you believe this is God's word, right, brother? If this is God's word, why do we have so many of us that call ourselves pastors that have so much trouble believing that sin and sickness are directly related? If you were to just give your pastor these three verses that I've just quoted and tell him to read them and study them, he'd have to agree, wouldn't he?
Should.
You'd think?
He should.
That's just like Jack. As Jack was up here a while ago. Jack, like I said, he's a very educated man. He's a doctor. So he's very smart. He's, you know, I don't know how well he writes. I've never seen any prescriptions or anything he writes yet, but a normal doctor can't write. But I hope Jack can. I don't know. You can't write either, Jack.
No, I can read it.
Don't worry, you can read it. Okay. But anyway, when you think about what the Lord said here, and you think about the way He works, and if you've never been taught to read the Bible at face value, and that's the problem with Jack, at the Baptist church that he went to, they didn't teach you these principles, did they, Jack?
No, they did not.
They do not teach them at all. They come out here and begin to look at them and see them, and then when you begin to read this and you think, my goodness, it says what it says. Well, this is the man that said after he'd read it a few weeks, He said, Thurman, I can open the Bible any page. Just open it up anywhere and read two pages. And on those two pages, I guarantee I'll find something about sickness and sin and sickness and the relationship between the two. And he's right. It's there. It's all over the place. But if you'll serve God and do what he says, in Deuteronomy 7:15, it says, then the Lord will take away from you. Okay. I want everybody here to say that right out of your Bible. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou hast knowest upon thee, but shall lay them upon all them that hate you. So who's putting the sickness on and who's putting the sickness off? Do you really see that in these scriptures like I do? That God is the one, that he's sovereign. And he's in total control. In fact, Jeff and I and Cheryl went to a meeting here in Dallas here a while back. And there was a man there that said, you know, there's a scripture somewhere that says God creates evil. But he said, I don't know where it's at. Well, I held up my hand. I was sitting right straight in front of him out there about five, six rows. I told him exactly where it was in Isaiah. And he turned over there and he read it and he said, that's it. That's the exact verse I was thinking about. But he said, I want you to know that this is improperly translated and it does not mean what it says. He said, now if you're going to come see me, don't come to me unless you've got scripture to back up what you say. So I didn't say a word. I came home and I worked for a few hours and I came up with about 20 different items, places, scriptures that says God creates evil. And so then I took it up to Jeff and I said, Jeff, when you're in between phone calls or whatever, would you take the scripture and do a little research and find out every place you can find where God, where it says in here that the Lord creates evil. He said, okay, Pastor, I'll do it. Well, a few days later, he come back and brought me a sheet of paper. He had 24 pages of places where scripture says, and God creates evil. Now then, do you think he does that? Can all those be mistranslated? I don't think so.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we'll return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God is So Excited About You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.